This is Michael Welch for CKUW, and on CKUW we have done some exclusive reporting on the issue of Eritrea and the sanctions that were leveled against Eritrea by the Canadian government, and some local debacles that have surrounding that. And also there's been considerable attention brought to the diaspora tax. So I'm just going to talk right now to a couple of members of the Eritrean-Canadian Human Rights Group of Manitoba, who we first encountered a couple of years ago and who brought to our attention some of the concerns around Eritrean officials attempting to collect money to be given, essentially given to the Eritrean government. So joining me here is Barakat Yohannes, and also Daniel Oshek, who are both members of the Eritrean Canadian Human Rights Group. So, gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Michael, for having us. Yeah, the basis for the sanction on Eritrea by the United Nations Security Council is due to its involvement in destabilizing the Horn of Africa and also not abiding by the international rules and regulations. The Eritrean government is arming, funding, supporting, and training the Al-Shabaab group, which is the Somali terrorist group, which vows to attack Canada. And that's why the United Nations Security Council imposed the Resolution 1907 in 2010, and it has been also renewed by another resolution in 2011, December 5, which is Resolution 2023. And in the resolution, it says that Eritrea has to cease using threats of violation, fraud, and other illicit means to collect taxes outside of Eritrea, which means from the diaspora, in any means or form, be it in collection, donation, mm-hmm. or whatever. It has to stop doing from doing such illicit activities.
Okay, so if I recall our past conversations, the Eritrean consulates throughout the world are able to go to the Eritrean people who are for the most part refugees and collect money from them to go to the Eritrean government.
Exactly. There is not only the consulate. There are more actively engaged in such illicit activities. The satellite institutions, which are called the Eritrean communities along the most of the West countries, are heavily involved in collecting money by extorting the diaspora. So it's not only the consulate, but it's the Eritrean communities. Most of them are engaged in such illicit activities. And especially in Canada, and in particular in Winnipeg, this community is heavily involved in such evil and illicit activity.
People who are coming to perform in this so-called cultural event, they are Eritrean military band. And the main purpose for this event is fundraising for Eritrean military, as they do in any occasion. There is a committee here in Winnipeg, everywhere in Canada, and throughout the world. This committee is Popular Appraisal Committee, and they ask each and every family to pay $500 per year. This is not part of the 2% tax. This is a separate money that they ask from each and every household to pay for Eritrean military defense force specifically. And this band that are coming now from Eritrea are specifically to fundraise to fundraise this kind of funds for Eritrean military defense.
So, Daniel, why is it that people would pay that? That's $500 is a lot of money for most, especially people who are here as refugees. Why are they paying that money?
You know, Michael, that's a very good question. If you think it is being in Canada, you're asked for money and you can say no or yes, and then that's it. If you agree, you pay. If you don't agree, you don't pay. But when it comes to Eritrean issue, it is about control and tactics of how you can get people and make them pay. And people here has a lot of connections with back home. So if they don't pay that this defense force fund, it means a lot. I mean, there are a lot of implications, or there are a lot of needs of these people that have links to their families. Maybe they need certain kind of services. Maybe they want to go and visit their country of origin and so forth. There are a lot of things that are connected, and maybe your family want to renew their business, and maybe you need a birth certificate, educational certificate, and so forth. People are connected.
It's kind of like an extortion racket then.
Yeah.
You know, protection money. You want to protect your relatives back in Eritrea, you pay the tax.
Yeah, and maybe also you have some needs that you want, and you have to pay those if you want use of those if you want to make use of those needs. And a lot of social issues. People are, we are social beings. We are not just into, and people pay price for not complying for many of this kind of money requests. So we are trying to, I think the way to stop this kind of extortions in my understanding is to automatically stop these people who are extorting and asking money. They shouldn't be allowed to collect any kind of money for the Eritrean government. In the first place, the government doesn't hold any values like the Canadian government or the Canadian people hold. And they are coming as if they are fundraising for good purposes like education, clinics, or some which Canadian people would be, even anyone would be happy to do it. But the UN monitoring group found exactly, we know from before where these funds are channeled. These funds are channeled straight to individuals. These funds are not even sent to Eritrea directly. They are sent to certain individuals in Qatar and other countries in East Africa. And then they go into the military fund of Eritrean government, and specifically the people who are leading the party, the PFDJ. I think that's a very illegal fund to collect here in Canada. By having this kind of event, they use it for appraisal, encouragement of these agents, and intimidating the silent majority who want to live in peace. They use this as a tool for people not to stand up for their rights.
So not only funding their military and government activities, but also to block any protest.
Exactly, to block, and also people not to speak up for their rights. There are many of us who just came, or newcomers, they don't know even they have the right to say no here in Canada, not to pay. And when someone asks them for money, or when someone is coming to their home to collect money, and a lot of things like that, there are many people don't know that it is their right to say no and stand firm and report to the police. And many have discreetly reported, because if they make it up, in the public, because of fear of retaliation and many other reasons, they don't do it.
Well, the two of you are certainly not shy about expressing your opposition.
I would like to make a point here that we would like to see the Canadian law respected and applied, enforced by the Canadian government, because for two distinct reasons. First and foremost, we have to feel that the Canadian law is guaranteeing us our safety and security. We feel that our safety and security is at risk, because if these people are overpassing the law and they are doing a lot of such evil and illicit activities, then we feel that we are not safe and secure. We are at risk. And the other thing is that it also aggravates the extortion, because people will believe that if these people can do whatever they want here in Canada, then what they are doing is right, and they are mighty, that even the Canadian government can make them accountable. So this makes this aggravates the extortion and the fear, and it's not emancipating people. These people who came as refugees like me, we have a lot of traumas, we have a lot of nightmares. So we can't get rid of this unless and otherwise these people are kept at bay.
Okay, Barakat Yohannes and Daniel Oshek of the Eritrean Human Rights Group of Manitoba, thank you very much for sharing that information with us here on CKW.
Thank you, Michael, for having us. Really appreciate it.